Don't say, get the thumps cut now, I got kio fun with the cigarso yan egua.
Dallas was got in the cigarso.
Tatawa, uta nehio big squeak the paigan. We want to welcome you all to the Cree Chatter Hour. Welcome back, everybody. We hope you guys are having a beautiful week. Also, enjoying another change in the weather. We eat the mic.
Tatatame, tatatame. Tatawao, tatawao, nehio big squid, tapai gun. I just wanted to say that, so I was kind of trying to copy you. Tatatapai.
Hey, that's old Cree.
But I just remembered, you know why I made that mistake? Because I was trying to jump over a word, right?
So tapai gun?
Yeah, right to tapai gun. And in my mind, I'm looking at nehio big squid, tapai gun.
But that's why they say when you want to learn Cree and speak it, the first thing you got to do is you got to think it.
Yeah.
Well, and that's you were it. Thinking it.
I was thinking it. I went right to... Hey, shout out to my brother. Real quick, though, to Dave Janvier. He does listen to us quite a bit. He's in a hospital, so...
Oh, yeah, so. We want to send some well wishes over there to Dave. We hope you feel better soon.
And then another quick thing about Dave Janvier is Letha Rikishi. They had this thing where they wouldn't say hi to each other all they would say would tatara tatara, because Rikishi said I could never understand what you were saying. All I would hear was tatara. So yeah, quick story. But yeah, no nawigi magan. Yeah, there's a change in the weather. We're back to miuskamin. It seems like so, but it's good though. I don't mind it.
Spring again, like you know. First we went this last week. We're like, oh, stay warm. It's cold and all that. Now it's warm again. But you know what? That's what it is. I think that has a lot to do with, you know, Gigawi no Aski warming up and all of that. And just even as not too long ago, like, what was it? Like a few days ago, we seen a bunch of geese still up here. Usually around this time of year, we have a lot of snow and, it's usually, it feels like mispun outside. It feels like winter.
Yep, it's ween geese suck. They're still around now. We daddies ween geese suck.
That's not a word.
No, that's not a word. It's my made up opi tatawe where it's ween geese suck niska.
Niska suck. Your Indian name chi. There's been some cool stuff happening. All of you people around Amiskwichi was Skygun. Edmonton this weekend, I do believe River Cree's Holiday Market is on this weekend. That's a good place to get all your Christmas shopping done. Plus, you're supporting Indigenous business. They do even have like talent throughout the whole days that they have there. People coming to sing and do stuff there, so that's pretty cool.
People coming there to give you like Nehio names and
that's your booth, chi. You got your set up there.
Muskegee Weeno booth, come see me.
Suck.
Yeah, Winky Suck. That's a name I'll give to somebody right now. Hey, but Nawigi Magan. Speaking of the Muskeg Suck Nehioak, the Alexis First Nations. They put on a wonderful event at the Indigenous Night at the Edmonton Oilers game.
Was it Alexis that was in charge?
It was, yes.
Can anybody from Alexis confirm this?
I'm going to confirm this because Tony Alexis Ogamau is my brother, and I'm sure he'll confirm this. But I seen a lot of, it was wonderful. We got to hear the Bearhead Juno winner.
Which is really cool because, you know, I'm really proud of those girls. I'm proud to call them my friends as well. And what they did was they translated O Canada in the Stoney Nakoda language. Plus, one thing I noticed when they were up there, they were holding those the scarves in solidarity with Palestine.
Oh, nice. I didn't recognize that.
All the girls were holding those. Cool. I forgot what those scarves are called, but the Palestinian people wear them, and it's a symbol of them. And they were holding them while they sang.
I didn't even get that. That's wonderful. That's really wonderful.
Shout out to the Bearhead Sisters. I do believe they're going to be performing sometime at the holiday market as well. You know, ever since those girls won, I remember you're probably one of the first people to tell them, oh, you guys are going to be busy, because that's what it was like right after I won that Juno too. A whole year I was just straight going, and then we hit that moose.
But, I mean, it you know, a lot of amazing, you know, great things were put in front of us, you know, Nigan Nista, and Alaskumont. So,
and they're still going. I don't know if you guys can hear that fancy coffee maker in the back.
Yeah.
We got that.
We got that $299. It's the first time we ever purchased a coffee maker $299.
Usually, like, we have those cheap little, the cheapest coffee makers, but now we got this fancy one where you load the water in the back and all that. But you know what? We love our Pika Tewa, boy. And it's a big part of our day. And I love starting every day drinking it with you.
Yeah, you know what? Dapoy, you know, it still tastes the same as the coffee makers we would get at Value Village to the $299 we got now. It took us, that was through my PCD last year in Frog Lake. So, nanaskuman to
aksage gana, you know what? You know what? We've been congratulating everybody on getting, like, who was it? Red Pheasant got their cows and plows.
Yep.
I guess Sunchild's going to be next. So if you know anybody from Sunchild, everybody go hit up your relatives or friends over there pretty soon.
Yeah, go message.
Start being nice.
Message Monty Sunchild, 780-817.
Don't go bug him.
Go bug him. Monty Sunchild, like, oh my, that's my instess there, you know. Like, oh my Natan's Ruby, you know, she's going to get her cash. And my little Mutsuino Nicosis Monty Jr., they're going to be loaded.
How do you say Sunchild in Cree? Bisimoasis?
Yeah, Bisimoasis. Yeah.
Bisimoasis. So all of your relatives from Bisimoasis, make sure you guys be nice to them in the coming little while here. But another congrats to all of our people out there. You know, everybody, I hope you guys met the, I think the deadline for the water money too is even, you know, everybody's in it for some soon. Yeah, if you're on one of those reserves, which you probably are from, make sure you get your, you got your ducks in a row.
Yeah, speaking about ducks.
Because it's just about Mio Manto Gisago.
Yeah. Kunt that duck sisa, yeah. So the reason why I went to level 4 for the water claim money is because when I used to swim in sloughs, we would drink that water after we were done swimming.
I don't think they mean the slough water, Dallas. I think it's the water that you get in your house.
And then we would wash our hair in the slough water and
just real humble.
Did you get a chance to do that?
We used to swim in our ditch in front of our house there. We did all kinds of stuff.
Jeez, eh? Wonder what Munyawak thought when they would drive by
that's
to see.
Like, that's a Nehio Oasis thing, I think, though. That's an Indian kid thing. Definitely is a little Indian kid. I don't even like calling us Indians. I don't even know what to call us anymore, you know? Actually, we were watching this really cool series on YouTube. What's his name? Santrinello?
Yeah, Peter.
Peter Santrinello. If you look him up on YouTube, he goes and visits. He has a whole Native American series where he goes to visit different reses and stuff. But they're all in the States. But I remember hearing, when he interviews these people, he's like, so do you guys like to be, you guys don't like to be called Indian. What do you like to be called? Native Americans? All of them said that they're not Native Americans.
Or indigenous.
They go by their tribal names because each and every single tribe throughout the U.S. and Canada are sovereign nations. So yep. us, when people ask, oh, what are you? You know, we're Nehiowak. Or, you know, they say that the people he was interviewing, they were Crow, Lakota, and Dene, so Navajo.
Yep.
And yeah, they have some pretty cool stories. They need to do more stuff like that in Canada. There's even this book I just finished reading about the, I don't even know how you would call them. Atsakainu, like, oh,
that's
star
cool.
People.
That's cool. I like that.
Atsagusainu. It talks about the star people. We've actually shared some words on them before on the Cree Chatter Hour, maybe about a year and a half ago. But it talks about all the stories. And, you know, I'm sure you guys, if you're avid listeners, you've heard me talk about our
Atakainu.
Our
Matagoino.
Syllabics, Chuck Pegna. You won't even let me finish. I'm looking at you. Sorry, you're so distracting. But and how they came from the star people. Everybody has different. I even heard in one of my classes, we were hearing about the different grandmothers that our Nehiowak have. And I think we have over 24 grandmothers.
Yeah, you were mentioning that. Yeah. And I mean, I can't wait to learn that as well. Maybe that's something you could along the ways teach me in the most humbling way.
What I think would be really cool, though, is if somebody collected stories from all of our people north of the Medicine Line, the border, about stuff like that, star people and creation stories and all of that good stuff.
North to Alaska.
But yeah, everybody here in what we call modern day Canada. I think it would be cool to have stuff like that. You know, we have a lot of language resource books and stuff like that. But I opened that book, and it was, it's actually a really hard book to get, I guess. It's called Native American Encounters with Star People.
Native America.
No. I'm pretty sure a couple of those stories, though, because she mentions they're in Montana. And they're really close to the border, so it's either Browning or Rocky Boy.
You're right about maybe, I mean, I would like to see more of that up this way, because there's so many stories around here, especially us being in Manawants. You know, there's a lot of...
I don't know if everybody knows about St. Paul. We have the very first, that's like their thing. In Alberta and Saskatchewan, they have all these little town things that are like their staple of the town. Like you have the world's biggest pierogi, the biggest CC, the biggest... sausage even.
We ask, please. And
but here we have the world's first UFO landing pad.
And the reason why is there were so many sightings from as far as back as the 40s. If you go to the UFO landing pad, Nawigamagan or Nahiwak, there's underneath, they have all the stories and papers that are in the UFO.
All the newspapers and stories from the area. And the cool thing about that was... that was the thing here. That's why they made a UFO landing pad to kind of like have a little haha moment with all the Munyawak here.
But it's a real thing though, because even us, we came across seeing these Chakpeg Ainoak around
here. Those Atagus Ainu.
Yeah.
We seen light. I'm just glad that they let us stay here to teach you guys the language.
Yeah, they gave us that opportunity to.
But you know, there's so many teachings behind that, behind star people and all of that, that I think it'd be really cool to interview somebody who has more to say about star people.
That's a good one.
We can't do that today. We're going to show you guys some words. We're going to do an old school episode of the Cree Chatter Hour today, where we do repeat after me's and teach you guys some phrases and words.
Ooh, hey, real quick, Nawigamagan, I had two workers from Frog Lake Emergency Department, Rocky Wade and Harvey Dufresne Jr. So Rocky Wade Jr. and Harvey Dufresne Jr. Interesting, they're both juniors. But they were getting Subway in Vermilion, and they walked in and they were ordering, and all of a sudden they heard a Cree Chatter Hour. And then all of a sudden they heard me, they heard you, they're like, hey, can you turn that up? He said he had that moment like on La Bamba, and he's like, that's my brother, you know. So he asked them to turn it up, so they did. They said, yeah, those Munyaws, those Wapskoyas, they listened to us. They
shout out to the Subway
in Vermilion. Yeah, thank you guys, free subs, mana.
Yeah, hook us up, we'll come drive through Vermilion.
We'll do an episode at the Subway. Oh la moly. But you know, a lot of things have been going on, and a lot of things are picking up. You know, we're right into November now. Nawigamagan, you know. Magiway misspun, but it comes back and forth.
I actually was here for a little bit just before Halloween, and it snowed just a little bit. You can see a little bit kuna on the ground, even like outside, in the shade outside our house. But, you know, I feel like it's going to be a different kind of winter, this thing. Guys, make sure you get your tires on early. Don't wait for the snow to come here and all the tire shops to be packed.
We're all packed every time when the first snowfall. That's when we go to. I don't know why we wait. Like, right now would be a good time.
Right
now. But I believe in those bald baloney tires I have, you know.
Baloney skin tires.
My baloney skins, man, they take me all over. But a busy weekend this weekend. I was looking on that... Wasagasimos, there's like 8 or 9 that are happening this weekend all over.
I know Ike Sagagan's supposed to have one, right?
Frog Lake? Yeah, on Saturday.
So if you're not going to the holiday market in Enoch, there is round dances happening. I know there's one in Frog Lake on Saturday. Memorial round dance. I do believe that's your family, Chita.
My family. Oh, my nyan. Boy, I need some more water. But I'm actually looking at the official.
Have some coffee.
I'm going to have. So Friday, this Friday will be Pasqua First Nations, Big River First Nations, Saskatchewan, Driftpile First Nations. And then Saturday First Nations, everything First Nations, Saskatoon, Onion Lake, Kawakatoos, Mistawasis, Sutena, Frog Lake, and High Prairie. Wow.
Everyone come out to Frog Lake, though.
Y'all come Frog Lake,
those
mana.
Are all happening Saturday. You should have said Saturday, just Frog Lake.
Frog Lake Sunday.
Make everybody come. But yeah, if you guys come check it out, I think we're going to check out the holiday market a day, maybe one or two days. It'll be nice. I love supporting indigenous. You know what? And I'd rather put my money and spend money supporting our people and their awesome talents than ordering off Amazon.
Well, geez, Amazon. We always end up with like about 10 packages a day when they don't even know where they come from.
I know where they come
from. And then my Nico sister, Xoasi, always gets mad. Yeah. Mom, that's your stuff.
Why is this always mom stuff?
Christmas shopping, though. We're going to start pretty early on that.
Mio manto kisigao, you guys. So make sure you come on out to the holiday market. I do believe there's also other markets that happen throughout our province and other provinces. Just, you know, most of the time they post them on social media. So check them out. Stay tuned right after these messages for some more Cree Chatter Hour.